I have to go be a fake CEO again.
Your Daily Lex.
I had to record that cold open twice because the music started playing. The Your Daily Lex theme song started playing. And I was like, well, maybe it was quiet enough and my mic is directional enough that it didn't get picked up on the recording. So then I went back and checked the recording, having only done the cold open, having only done one sentence. And you could hear it really loud. So here I am with a fresh take, with the soundtrack properly muted while I record. Every once in a while when I export the podcast, I forget to unmute the theme song, and then I realize that I have to re-export the whole thing. It doesn't happen that often, but maybe once or twice a month. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to Boston tomorrow morning very early. I hate an early flight. I hate that thing where when you know you're waking up early, it's harder to sleep. And I hate having that super early alarm. When I have to wake up early, I like to go to bed early. It's very complicated, I know. So this morning I woke up too early and I thought to myself, I won't allow myself to go back to sleep. That way I'll be more tired when I try to go to sleep early tonight. So that's what I have done. But let's see, I haven't actually done the math, and I think it could be very exciting for you and me both were I to do the math of what time I have to wake up live here on the podcast, which means as I'm talking, I'm also slowly opening the United app on my phone. I also had to check in this morning for the flight, and checking in on the United app is so annoying because it starts to go really slowly right when you need it to hurry up, and I don't like that. But anyway, my flight, they love to only show you the boarding time and not the departure time of the United app, which is also annoying. But my flight is scheduled to depart at 8:25 a.m., which means I need to get to the airport at 7:25 a.m., which means I have to leave here at probably 6:40, and then for safety, I'll leave around 6:30. Then I also have to park in the long-term parking and take the train, which is annoying, so I'll probably think to myself, I got to leave around 6:20, which means I got to get up pretty freaking early, which I don't love. So I'm going to make 6:20 my departure time. I'll get to the airport too early, but I think I have to fly out of Terminal A, which is the most annoying one to use with the long-term parking. So it's a whole thing. Anyway, now you know my suffering for tomorrow. Now, the team, the company for which I play fake CEO, well, real CEO of fake company, Justin. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you should have been a regular listener to this podcast earlier. But the short version is I help an internet company by playing the CEO of a fake company they created as their competition for their internet ads and for live conferences. And anyway, they said, hey, bring all the old Justin clothes we had for you. This polo shirt, this polo shirt, this polo shirt, this pullover vest, and these three button downs. And I thought to myself, I know where one of those three button down. I know where the other two are because they're in my closet. I know where all the other stuff is in my closet. But then there's the white button down. The white button down I also wore on stage when I did the musical most recently. I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. That's the name of the musical, not a message to you. But when the show was over and I was taking my clothes and leaving the show's clothes, I didn't recognize that shirt because it's not really mine. It's Justin's. And so I didn't think of it as mine. And I gave it to the costume lady. So when they asked me to bring that shirt, I was like, oh no. Now, frankly, I have other white button-ups, right? I could have brought another one and they wouldn't have noticed, nor would they have cared, even if I said, hey, this isn't yours, it's a different one. But I recently saw a clip from some of the Justin stuff and I was wearing their white button-down and it looked good. So I wanted to wear it again. So I had to text the costumer from the show. I am always circumspect and politic on this show, so I won't say that I don't like that person very much. And it took a very long texting conversation, far longer than necessary, to confirm that yes, she had my shirt, and that yes, I could get it, and that yes, she lived in a town that's far from here. And pulling teeth, I got the actual address, and then I went there. It was 40 minutes to drive there. And then she's like, hey, why don't you come in and hang out? And I was giving all the vibes of, no, I don't want to do that. But I did for a few minutes and then had to leave. Said, I have to get home, because I have some more work to do. And that work was recording this podcast. So anywho, I got my shirt. So when I finish recording this episode, I will post it. Then I got to pack for this trip, which mostly means packing Justin's clothes and then a little bit of packing my own clothes. Then I think I'm going to run to CVS because I think I'm going to wear my contact lenses on the plane. And I don't have any re-wetting drops. So I want to get re-wetting drops because I like to put them in right before the plane takes off and then at some point while the plane is in the air. I don't wear my contacts on long flights, but this is a short flight. In fact, let's check it live. How long is a flight from New Jersey to Boston? If you guessed, wait for it. 1 hour, 19 minutes. You guessed correctly. And my guess is it's actually in the air for even less time than that. Anyway, now you know my life. Will there be episodes Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? I don't know. I wouldn't hold your breath. I didn't arrange any backups, fill-ins this time. I was with Andy, friend of the show and occasional guest host of the show, Andy, and a couple other friends last night. And Andy was suggesting I should have all my guest hosts send me just evergreen episodes that I can bank to fill in when I don't have episodes. But that would require more planning than this show allows. Anyway, have a good day.
Lex.